Welcome back. Twitter has shown itself to be a valuable tool in journalism and in personal communication, but it can be used in many ways, and certainly in education, and that's how it's being used by a Mizzou grad, now a Georgetown University professor, Dr. Marcia Chatelain. She teaches history at Georgetown and has established the Twitter hashtag Ferguson Syllabus to curate information she can use to teach about Ferguson. She joins us by phone. Hashtag Ferguson Syllabus, Marcia. How and why?
Well, I believe strongly that in a time of crisis, everyone should provide their best talent to help ease tensions and to help solve problems. And I know great organizers and I know great fundraisers. And one talent that I know I have is that I'm a teacher. And I know a lot of resources that help us connect contemporary problems with the past. And so I started Ferguson Syllabus as an opportunity to not only challenge educators to talk about Ferguson in meaningful ways, but to also help people understand that regardless of the topic they teach, there is a way to use this moment to teach our students something valuable.
And students wanted this, from what I understand.
Yes, I have wonderful students here at Georgetown, and just like the wonderful students I used to teach at the University of Oklahoma, they saw a crisis happening in Ferguson, and they related to the suffering of the people there, and they wanted to do something substantial. And so I know that my students are organizing a vigil, a National Day of Action, and they're also interested in knowing how they can talk about this in the classroom in ways that inspire people for change and not simply rehash old arguments.
What are they learning out of this, and what are you learning out of it?
Well, I learned that a lot of educators are on Twitter. I also have learned that I think a lot of people feel like they are not equipped to say anything meaningful, and that's just not true. And so one of the things that we are really careful about in using the hashtag, the people who really want to invest in this project, is to make sure that there's age-appropriate and climate-appropriate material so that if you're teaching in high school where there are some concerns about talking about Ferguson, ways that you can talk broadly about the problems that contributed to Ferguson, lack of leadership, what are the issues of community control, how do we see literature also capturing moments like this? And so I think this is exactly the moment to deputize all of us to be meaningful and thoughtful educators for change.
But, you know, the one thing can be said about Twitter is the fact that there is a limitation on what you can say. Is that a help or a hindrance to you in gathering the information you are?
The reason I love Twitter is that it makes me make sure that I'm brief and to the point of what I'm communicating. And so what has been helpful is that we have been tweeting titles and links to articles, to books, to pieces of music, to artwork that can help inspire us. And what's great about using 140 characters to communicate is that we see that all of these small parts, when put together, can do something really amazing.
You know, I guess Michelle Norris of NPR has proved you can say a lot with few words. She has the six-word project that she's had going for quite a while now. It's been very, very effective with minimal amount of words.
Right, and there's a real poignancy about when someone has to make plain their experiences. Our students here at Georgetown, under the leadership of Aya Waller Bay, did a hashtag last winter about being Black at Georgetown University. And in 140 characters, you saw the poignancy, the pain, the triumph of our students who feel like sometimes they aren't welcome in every space. And so using that logic, I knew that Ferguson Syllabus would be able to provide people thoughtful ways of thinking about the classroom.
What are you hearing, if anything, from Ferguson itself?
Well, we know that there are folks in the St. Louis metro area who have followed the hashtag. The next step of my project is to launch the Ferguson Freedom Library, in which educators can designate a book or some type of learning resource that they want to donate to either a library, a prison literacy program, to a community center to help them have these materials to talk thoughtfully about this moment. And so Ferguson Freedom Library will be launching in the next few days.
What specific kind of information are you seeking, or are you asking for any kind of specific information?
The two things that I've asked people to do is to tweet out resources in which they can use on a syllabus to talk about the issues that led to Ferguson. And so they are broadly defined, so whether it be the history of the Missouri Compromise and slavery in the state of Missouri, because there's been focus on the state, whether it is how tear gas as a chemical agent is a moral issue for scientists, or how the media portrays the expertise of a medical examiner, regardless of the topic you teach, there's a way to make Ferguson more real and more important for our students, and that's the type of information I'm looking for. I'm also looking for people to have prompts for questions to lead to thoughtful discussion about Ferguson, and again, it's both broad and abstract as well as very specific, depending on what you are comfortable talking about with students and what climate you're teaching in.
Do you have any concerns about separating the wheat from the chaff, as it were? That is, getting information that may not be accurate, maybe bogus, maybe people just kind of toying with you?
Well, I know that there's some people who have, made snarky comments on Twitter. That wouldn't be a first. But the material that's being shared is educational material, and it is not about the facts of Ferguson, because that's not the most productive space for our students. It's the conditions and causes and consequences of Ferguson that we will live with for the rest of our lives. And so I know that the educators who are contributing to the hashtag are people of integrity and have been really thoughtful about the way this material is curated.
Well, the next question is, it'll have to be a brief response, using the information you gather inside and outside of the classroom.
Yes. So we are tweeting news articles as well as texts from centuries past, because the issues, again, in Ferguson are issues that we have grappled with as human people for centuries, right? Conflict, separation, the rule of law, the role of authority. All of these things are have been with us and have been interpreted and expressed in many different ways.
Dr. Marcia Chatelain, I want to thank you so much for being with us and tell us about Ferguson Syllabus. Twitter, using Twitter for education. They're using it for everything else. Why not use it for a cause like your own? Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Chatelain.
Thanks a bunch.
Good luck with the project.
Thank you.